And here we go.
All right now.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, you dusty hoes?
Ooh, are they dusty hoes?
Yes, they dusty.
They're dusty hoes.
Why are they dusty hoes?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm tired of you playing in my motherfucking phone, talking about what you doing this weekend. What you mean what I'm doing this weekend? It's a whole weekend ahead of me. I don't know.
Right.
You want something from me this weekend?
Oh, somebody trying to get some?
I don't know what they want. You ain't getting none unless you're putting some money down. So if you're not putting me in front of a dinner table or a bar and buying me some drinks,
mm-hmm.
this cunyata is closed.
Right. Because if you don't put papers on the pussy, bitch, you ain't getting it.
OMG.
Sorry about it.
Oh, my.
It's thaw.
I don't know, goddamn it, shit. It's cold weather, goddamn it. Earn the cold, goddamn it.
Socks on.
Gays love to skip past what you need to do to be cuddled and just want to be cuddled. No. You need to earn that.
Mm-hmm.
You catch me on the right morning or the right evening, you might can get some unearned penis, but
you're
not getting no unearned cuddles. Please go.
Unearned penis. I'm gonna need you to explain that to me, because baby, y'all share, because this one right here, I'm what's unearned penis?
Oh, just penis from the hoe apps.
Yeah, you know, when you hit my person, say you open.
Right.
I come through. Like you don't know shit about them, you ain't got no shit about them. Are you open?
Right? But you got to catch it at the right time.
Unearned. That's unearned.
The chemistry, the body chemistry, and the hormones have to be at the right angle for that door to open. Otherwise, if you wonder what I'm doing this weekend, nothing. If it don't involve you trying to buy me a drink and seduce me.
Well, I'll buy you a drink, baby. I ain't
gonna seduce
you.
Seduce. Oh my.
Yeah, man. Act like you got some sense. I also had learned that that gays don't really know what they doing. Gays ain't really spent no time trying to court nobody. Gays don't know how to, like, you know, present themselves in a way that's like, oh, well, you know, I like this person. So, like, let me be romantic, let me be charming. You know, let me put the moves on.
But where were they have taught that? Where were they taught that
at? I don't know. I mean, like, you know, and I learned, you know, I learned a lot of things from my days in Portland, honey. Like, you have to think about a lot of things when you are Black and living in that town. I learned from living up there that I have a lot of cis privilege, and a lot of the wayward gays that may come into my era or come into my aura, into my orbit, don't have that privilege and are and should be and most often are concerned with many more other things, like surviving, than learning how to court someone romantically. So I think, I don't know where they would have learned it from, but I suppose you might take some time and figure some of that out if you call yourself out here trying to date someone or be, what do they call it? Be biblical with someone.
Be biblical.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Get to know someone in the biblical sense. Okay.
Right. You know, I thought I'd use a term, you know, because I don't know nothing about that.
I know. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This could make them.
Don't you be at Mount Zion Philip AME, Agape, Lutheran, Presbyterian church in LA. I don't know what you call it. One World Church.
I'd be at Talente Baptist Church on the corner of the bedside on the fourth floor every Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. We see.
And then after that, we have early communion and early mass. And then I head on to the valley where we have spirits.
Got you. Okay. Great. All right. Okay. Y'all doing a lot of that turning water into wine.
Yes, yes. That's
basically,
what
basically, you know, turn your tears into alcohol.
And so until people are taught properly how to date, it's always going to be an issue. Always going to be an issue when the only thing that these young gays now see are apps that are hookups.
Wait. It's all of them. It ain't just young. Old bitches like that too. Them old bitches, they don't got so damn dated. They just like the young ones. They come at you like, "You want this dick?" I'm like, "What?"
But that's because the only thing out there now for them are these apps. And I just saw on Instagram the guy that is Lamont Scales. He is the gay dating coach. He has just partnered with Jacked.
Oh no. No.
And so he is getting ready to start, I guess, people dating, how to date. And they're going to have workshops. And
no, I know Jack.
Yeah, he partnered with Jack. I watched a little bit.
They should have partnered with somebody different. They should have partnered with no damn math maker. They should have partnered with a therapist and some couple psychiatrists.
I think he just partnered with whoever would give him a partnership. But that's a challenge on Jack, honey.
Jack, you need to partner up with Talkspace.
Come on. I mean, maybe partner with Hinge. I don't know. I mean, that's seemed the most like date geared application to me. But even that's a hoish space.
I don't think any of them are worthy to call themselves dating apps. They are hookups.
Look, here's the thing, y'all. Dating apps is like diet programs. They all work, except it you just need one that work well with you.
Mm.
And that's really what it is.
Mm.
Because it's like you can go just about any fucking where and turn anything into a meaningful relationship. I've said this many times in the show, I have met my ex on Scruff. We didn't break up because it was a bad match. We are great friends. I still find him attractive. I still love him. And he is still amazing in bed. And he's still, and if we picked it up back where we were before, we're different people, but he would be somebody I would still leave the door open because he was a great guy. And I met him off of Scruff. You can meet great people anyway. It's just the kind of conversation you want to have.
So then he has a chance then.
Yeah,
Lamont,
you do.
Lamont Scales has a chance to work and partner with Jack.
But you know what?
Change
your environments. Because Jack, I mean, that's what you're
saying. That ain't the app that Fernando says works right. For him.
No. Because Jack is one of those apps. You don't go out there to meet no meaningful relationship.
I know, girl. It's in the name.
Bitch, you're not even looking for no trade. Bitch, most of the time, they're just looking for revenge. There are some more drama written bitches on that Jack. It's always some Negro on that trying to get back at his boyfriend so they can start a fight so they can go ahead and call your ass, put you in the middle of it when it's really about them too.
Oh,
you know how many DLs they got on them fucking screens in there? I mean, it is so anonymous. It might as well be snippies.
Oh my.
Oh, okay. Yeah, snippies is Sniffies is a bridge too far. I will not and shall not.
So for those of you that are at home, they are geared to supposed to be dating apps. And you make them what you want them to be. So if you want change, You have to be a part of the change. You have to start it yourself. Mm. And you have to set a standard of how you want to people to interact with you on the dating apps. If they ask you for nudes, tell them, I'm not here for that. I'm here to have a conversation and get to know you.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we're going down this road, like, these app conversations, like, I mean, they're cute for an afternoon. But if this is what you're doing, like, I'm not here for, like, you know, a pen pal. Was fun and cute in fourth grade. I'm an adult. We can chat online for, you know, one to three minutes. If you ain't trying to buy a nigga a drink after 1 to 3 days,
yep,
you need to find yourself another pen pal.
You're me too. I'm like, bitch, okay. This is not a buffet, bitch. And I don't take
the exactly. Time to be we don't got to fuck in 2 to 3 days, but no. That's what the gays be on. We don't got to fuck in 2 to 3 days, bitch, but I definitely need to get in front of you to see if any of this that's coming through this app is from a well-adjusted, socially capable person. I need to see if your shoes are dirty. I need to see if you smell good. I need some proof. I need a proof of concept.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Jesus.
You smell dirty. I can't.
I mean,
I need to.
I'm not scissor, honey. I don't like a dirty man with dirty shoes. You can miss me. I'm
like, you know what? If I'm look, I got my moments where I like, but like the date, I have different things about my dating. Like dating, I like a man needs to be. I don't care what size you are. If you don't look like you can take care of yourself, then don't come up to me looking like I'm gonna do it for you. Hell on that, bro. Nope. Like, don't come up here with your shit all busted so you can come to my house so I can be a sponsorship program to your busted ass shit. Peace the fuck out. Nope, get out of here. The only thing you're gonna do is fuck and leave.
And leave.
As get all that you head, want, get that like, you might as well already know what time it is when you walked in the door. Like, motherfucker, you knew you were leaving with all that shit that you had on. You knew what the fuck you were getting when you showed the fuck up. Hell, you know how many dudes show up to my house and it's like, well, this is nice. I'm like, I know that. I'm like motherfucking.
Oh my god, like, yeah, that got under my skin. That does get under your skin. I experienced that so much. And
I'm like Chloe now.
God, I experienced it so much. It happens here too. And I'm just like, you thought I was inviting you to some shit like yours?
Like, you thought I was inviting you to the basement?
Right.
Like, a dorm room? Like, what you thought, right. Like, a motel or something? What the
we have hand towels and matching dishes in here, sir.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like there's an aroma in here and not a funk. Like, there's a difference.
Oh, my God, an aroma and not a funk. Okay.
Like this is a whole different kind of, like, there's lighting, not a light switch. Like, okay, there is moods in here. There is like get the fuck into it. Like, what the hell? Like, what the hell is wrong with your hands? It's called a pedicure.
You have walked into a sanctuary, sir.
Like, act like this.
It's
like,
not a trash dump.
Like if you walk in here, it's like it's a damn. Then you already know where you clocked yourself at. The person that's gonna leave.
Well, we should get to date night.
Like, it's called, that's what makes you a visitor.
Oh, Lord.
We are so far off track. Well, get
are us they ever going to make it to date night?
I don't know. Are we?
Are we?
Are they ever going to make it to date night with y'all?
We don't know, yes. Bro. We don't know.
Like,
if you hit my line with, oh, sorry, I just got off work, but maybe have a drink and rub those thick ass cakes of yours. Sir, you will be alone this weekend, okay?
Like, right. Like truth be told, like, if you want to see, like, I'm not, like, I know it's some bias, but If you want to, like, you want to see somebody who can do courtship and still be funky and nasty and know how to do it right, go find a dude, like, go to one of them, like, one of the Midwestern men or those Southern men who just got off one of them hard-ass jobs. Them motherfuckers still have enough sense to at least to get something together before they show up to your motherfucking house. Even if they came straight off the construction site, they would have had a little bit of something in their car that got a little bit together. Even though it wasn't always, you know, it ain't always clean, they would at least try for your ass.
They can't hit you in the inbox, Armand, and say, all I see is sexiness and I want to be with sexiness. I want to hang out with sexiness. They can't do that?
Nope. Of course they can. I mean, but tell me what bar to meet you at, or tell me what restaurant, like, we going to start off first, right? They can't. I already know better than to come to your place. Because I know I'm gonna be super disappointed. I'm not into the mattress on the floor. I am not into going into a bathroom to wash my hand, and there are no hand towels there to dry my hand. I'm not into ducking and dodging your 50 roommates. I'm not into it. Sorry.
Nope, I'm not into that. I'm not into trying to be quiet and trying to duck out.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I'm not into that.
Well then,
I'm not 24 anymore and figuring out the gayness, bitch. I'm gay. Uh-huh. I like sucking dick. We gonna do it in the open.
Yeah, right. Like.
I guess we should have Lamont Scales on here then. I'm not hitting
him. We might should get him on here.
Come on here.
Let's see what he's gonna
get off a jab, bro.
Let's see what his plan is to try to change the dating app syndrome.
That's all you're gonna get is a bunch of Instagram hoes still.
Oh, is that what he calls it? The dating app syndrome?
Well, that's what I'm calling it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that was mine. Thank you. That's mine.
Oh, okay.
That's mine. But there is another dating there's a dating flick out, a dating film that Beyonce did.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
She do
so.
What she did?
Tiffany and Company.
Oh, she did do that, didn't she?
Date night. He loves me. He loves me not.
That was a very cute little promo.
Yeah.
That was very cute.
Led by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I really, really thought it was adorable, and I think that's really sweet. I mean, you know, I love that she, you know, that what they're doing because I know it's gonna be a series of them. Like when Beyonce goes in, she go in. You know, like if you ever seen the Michael Jackson, the Jacksons movie, when they said don't give Michael the microphone back, he gonna give it back. It's like you gave Beyonce one commercial, she ain't gonna give it back to you.
That's right.
It's gonna be a series of commercials. It's gonna be a DVD collection. It may just be live.
It may be on
Amazon Prime, on Apple TV, or Disney Plus.
If you haven't seen it, Date Night is a bonus film, and it's 2 minutes, y'all. And it depicts the night of the Carter family out, complete with a cameo from their daughter, Blue Ivy. And it basically gives a nod to Breakfast at Tiffany's. And if you've never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's, that is an amazing movie to watch on a Saturday when you are just chilling around the house. Please check it out. I promise you, you will be in love, 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 love. I love a good old black and white movie. It's nothing like it. Get you some popcorn and get you some wine. Oh, see? And that's a good date night. There you go.
Ain't it though?
There you go. See? I got this thing down. I know what I'm doing. I don't know about the rest of these folks, but I know what I'm doing. So we will put this up on our page too so that you can watch the little 2-minute clip and see for yourself. But there's so much other stuff going on. I don't think that they've pushed with Beyonce. I haven't really seen a lot of advertisement for this.
No, they've done a lot with them. Like, I think they had something to do with Tiffany's doing a scholarship fund for HBCUs. They were just at some wedding somewhere in Europe, where she had on a bunch of, I'm assuming she had on a bunch of like Tiffany's diamonds. But I don't know. I think it, I'm not sure, but she had a ton of diamonds on, like this kind of like very like Tiffany's colored dress,
which was amazing, by the way. That's the best I've ever seen her look.
They were at some wedding for the people that own Tiffany's or some shit like that.
Amazing. I'm not, y'all know, I'm just not a I'm not a Beyonce fan like that. I was like, this is really nice. The dress looked really, really nice on her. The hairstyle went perfect with it. I was like, oh, and it fit her body perfectly. Like, pow, bam, boom, spazzle.
She out here giving the Hive, you know, things that they need, except for music, though.
Because it's her time to retire.
Oh, damn. I don't know if it's her time to retire, but she can definitely have a break.
She can have a break, like, you know, but to retire.
Time to retire.
She ain't. Look, Diana Ross is still doing it up, okay? Hell, Patti LaBelle is still on the riverboat right now.
Yeah, baby.
With Patty Pies.
Somebody loves you, baby. And you know who it is, honey.
Hell, Home Chick got a new album coming out. Is it Dion?
Dion Warwick?
Yes.
What's she singing? Her famous grandma tweet?
With collabs with the kids. Yeah.
Well, you now, come on. Dion Warwick is the Twitter queen right now.
She sure so, is. Like, she's,
she is the she, Twitter queen. She is Miss Twitter.
She's like, why is Sweetie name spelt like that? Why is it not just Sweetie? Why the Swati?
No, that's not you that
was. I was like, oh my God.
That's not who, the bad one. The bad one is when she blocked Hellman's mayonnaise.
Oh, hell yeah.
When she blocked Hellman's mayonnaise because they said mayonnaise in the coffee or something. And I was like,
the coffee.
Yeah. And she wasn't feeling that.
Mm.
And so Auntie is now the Twitter queen.
She
trends all the time on Twitter. I'm like, okay, go ahead.
I want to see her do music videos from her living room, her in a microphone in a joint. And just talk
yeah.
And just talk mad shit, like 227 kind of shit.
She did a live concert from her living room.
She did. I need an album where she came up with a whole entire theme, and it just, you know, like that old, like you know, like in lounges where a lounge singer to be crooning and stuff and have all kind of stories like Liza Minnelli kind of thing. She should do one of those. Dion Warwick in a joint. Or Dion and Virginia Slims.
Wow. Because she truly partakes.
Sponsored by Virginia Slim.
And look, as long as she don't do that goddamn psychic friend shit again, I think we're good.
I know, please.
Look.
I need her to get.
I'm like Auntie. I ain't turning down no money.
That's true. Like, shoot.
Because that was, like, she got millions for that.
Just like
she got millions for what, for psychic friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
I was like, she wrote so much. She was like, she wrote so much.
I ain't turning down no money.
Hell no, I ain't turning down no damn money. Put it in my purse.
Especially when 90% of people running around here talking about the psychic. I go to the site, I call the number anyway. Or I go down there and get my palm read and they do all that. So why not get a piece of that money?
Hell yeah, shit. If I was Dion, I put stock in all the psychic networks.
Because everybody ran behind Miss Cleo.
Hell yeah, shit. I would have made that entire brand system by now.
And she scammed all y'all.
Call me now for your free reading.
Uh-huh. She scammed all y'all.
Shit, she could have went into business with Trump and she could have made that. She made a killing.
She scammed everybody. So I ain't mad. Auntie, get your coin.
Get your coins.
Get your coins.
Get all your coins.
It comes, especially when she came up in an era where music wasn't paid properly like it is being paid now. Because for all of the hits that Dionne Warwick has, and for all of the accolades, she wasn't paid like they're being paid now. So I ain't mad at her. Get your coins, honey.
Get all your dollars and your coins and your
and look at she was the first one to come out and do this amazing song for that brought all of these singers together. We Are the World. That's Dionne Warwick. That's Dionne Warwick's project. She did that. She put that together. She was the force behind that.
You know Auntie be on them tracks like that. You know Auntie be like Missy Elliott on the track and behind everybody. She was like Puff Daddy, just be in the background, just be instigating all kind of stuff. Can you imagine I having a phone call from Dionne? If you were Stevie Wonder, hey Stevie, it's Dionne.
Who gonna turn it down?
Look, nigga, I know you there. Pick up the phone. Like y'all see? Did y'all see that that special that was on was it Netflix, the Hulu, where they were showing like the missing tape from the Black Woodstock?
Nope.
Y'all never seen it.
No.
I'm going before the show ends. I'm going to remember to mention it. But it was like the Black Woodstock that happened.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they showed that one scene where you get to see Stevie Wonder talk real salty, like kitchen table salty. Like, you know, Stevie is more charismatic now, you know, with his commentary, but he was like, I was like, oh, he was like, because he was talking to his manager. And the manager was like, man, stop coming all over me like that. He's like messing up my suit. He said, nigga, I paid for it. On stage in front of the Woodstock. And he's like, just to hear him, how he popped off like that. It was, he was just like, you think, how Dionne would have spoke if she was trying to get We All the World together. Hey, nigga.
Steve said, don't let these goddamn sunglasses fool you. I see you.
But I can imagine Dionne getting collaborations. Look, I got this song. Look, you listening to me? I know you can hear me. Wake up.
The funny part of it all, and I crack up every time I think about this, is that Sissy Houston is actually her aunt. So we call Dionne Auntie, but Sissy Houston is really her aunt, who is only 8 years older than her. Y'all did some stuff back in the day.
There was some stunt in the streets.
I'm like, how did we get here? But y'all know, my favorite song is Deja Vu, Don't Make Me Over. Of course, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Do you know it? Do you know? It's just something about Dionne's voice that's just amazing to me. So I love her. I am a big Dionne Warwick fan. Very, very big fan.
And so is Solange too.
Who is Solange?
You don't know who Solange is.
Beyonce's sister.
She's a big fan of Dionne Warwick.
Is she?
She is a big fan.
I didn't know that. I don't follow her. I heard one of her songs, Something Sky. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Oh, Cranes in the Sky. What you thought?
Yeah, I love it.
I actually liked it. I knew it was something in the sky. I just couldn't remember the full name, but I actually enjoyed it. So.
Well, the reason why I brought her up is because that she launched a library.
Yeah, she did. She sure did.
Yeah, which is amazing. Like, that is amazing. Because it's that's beyond just, you know, having a moment on stage and a good song. That is building history beyond yourself. Yeah. Remember I was talking about y'all when, you know, we talk about like, you know, we talk about all the remakes and shit like that. You know, and I get real, real frustrated with remakes. I was like, There's plenty of amazing artists out there that just need a fucking voice. And stuff like this is what I like. It's like, yeah, I can, you know, I could be, you know, I'm Solange, but Solange that know that other artists needs this platform. This is, you know, too. And they need to be heard.
Well, I love it. The fact that she's pushing Black authors.
Yeah.
She's pushing.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, there's so many Black stories that never got to be told. And instead of remaking other fucking stories that are written by other people, let's start letting, you know, these voices be, you know, these stories be told.
Octavia Butler, you have to. If you have not read Octavia Butler, something's wrong with you. Just such an amazing writer. I got into her series and started reading all her books, and it's way out of my catchment area. But
wait, what's a catchment area? What?
Of books that I normally read, and I catch them normally, but so I read that what made me a fan was the book where the girl would fall, she'd be in bed and she'd go back in time and she would end up as a slave. And then she would come back. I forgot the name of that book. Was it The Parable of the Sores? I forgot what that book was. But I'm telling you, she would be asleep in modern time and fall back into a whole nother time. And she ended up going back and helping the slave owner. And I thought, I was like, how do you write a book like this? And it kept me going. I was like, yes, keep up. Go ahead. Yeah, you did this. And so I got hooked and that was it. So we don't feature, especially when there's no, it's hard to find a Black bookstore. And then when you go inside Barnes & Noble, we get a little tiny section.
Exactly. So and that's, this is what Solange did, you know, the site called St. Heron's. It's like a free community library that aims to increase access to rare and out of print works of books written by Black and Brown authors.
Solange, you better have.
You said a critical piece. You said a critical piece because that whole small section in like Black folks like to say Barnes and Nobles, that small section is some stuff you can just walk it right on back into the past.
Yeah.
And understand that unpublished works or works that are out of print,
yeah,
all those things come from people who have unique perspectives.
Yeah.
If you can get your hands on those things, you can very well do away with, you know, piddly fucking, how do you want to say, piddly reboots.
You don't have them stuff anymore.
That's been done 100 times. Like, girl, we don't need another retelling of The Wizard of Oz. Like, go find something that fell out of print and let's do that.
Exactly. Like, I think these authors wrote these things when they were physically in those time periods and felt every bit of those words they were putting in there from whatever perspective and part of their imagination they were able to etch out into a vocabulary that can speak, you know, they can speak to a future that we don't know about yet. Like little kids can see those words and feel those words of better than anybody else.
They need to make sure, Solange, if you're listening, I need you to support my friend. May he rest in peace. I need you to have Elin Harris in there. His books need to be a part of the conversation. Mm. So make sure that you have Invisible Life, Just As I Am. Oh, there's so many. You just have to go there. Invisible Life started it all. And Just As I Am brought it around. And don't forget about James Earl Hardy. He must be in there. And kudos to Jesse, Juicy, Jossie, however you say your damn name, because y'all know I get it wrong every time. Jesse Smollett.
Really? kudos to him?
Kudos to him.
Why? What are we giving kudos to him for? Because his trial still ongoing?
He is producing a book and to a film called B-Boy Blues by James Earl Hardy.
I saw the
movie. And that is getting ready to release.
It already did.
James Earl Hardy is one of the originator too, or the early pioneers of same gender loving books. So,
all right, I get into James Earl Hardy, but honey, Juicy Smollett, he going to jail now.
Lord, leave the boy alone. Leave
they
the boy
not dropping alone. That damn case, boy. He...
The prison system want that ass.
Little. They do.
They like Juicy
Smollett in there, goddamn.
We want them guts, baby. We want.
And the good thing about this book that's becoming a film, Thomas Mackey, who was my little crush on
Let me guess. Another bright skinned black man, right?
No, he's not bright skinned. Thank you very much. He's as they would say back in the slave day, he's a darky.
He's he worked outside.
So I used to watch him on Triangle. He was on my web series Triangle, and he moved to Los Angeles, and so now he is going to be starring in B-Boy Blues. So, kudos to Thomas. He done got to LA and become a this fitness guru, and I liked him when he was thick, so he's so doggone skinny looking now. I was like, my crush is over. Oh.
No, that's your problem.
I like you. I like you thick. You know, I like a thick boy. I don't want a little skinny thing.
He happy.
Huh?
If he happy with it.
Hey, it's my vision. So in my vision, he must be thick.
Exactly, that's the truth.
It's in my vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we stray, let's finish up with Solange though. Her library is just that.
Mm-hmm.
You can get whatever work she's curating. I mean, each session is curated by a different person. So whatever she's curating, you can get your hands on for free for 45 days. They will ship it to you and give you free returns, all at no cost. Well, I guess that's what free means, but all at no cost. You can get your hands on.
So wait a minute. It's not an actual library?
It is an actual library. You can go and get it for free. Mm-hmm. Did you miss what I said? You know what a library is?
Yeah, I know what a library is.
It's not that thing that like people who don't got the internet or are homeless just go to a building to jack off at. It's a thing.
Oh Lord.
They jerk off at the library? I didn't know that.
So then, well then look, while we on that, then we should give a shout out to Steph Curry too. Because Steph Curry has a book club as well, which features a different book every month. And he's pushing the boundaries about reading and making sure that people are supporting people of color.
Well, so go ahead and do a redirect right over here to that library to Sister Girl, who is getting people who have never been heard before.
So, and that's what he's doing the same. I'm supporting him. I get his books every month.
And that's beautiful.
So I am support. I'm very.
Of course you are supporting, because what, he another little bright skinned black man. We love him though.
Why do you think I like it?
I'm fucking with you.
Boys like that.
I'm fucking with you.
I like darkies. And see, you gonna have, they gonna be in my inbox.
They definitely gonna be in your inbox. You keep calling them darkies.
You like the little brown skin, light skin boys.
Y'all know I'm some Lance Gross, some Derek Luke, some
Yo, who is that man that was in that Netflix series?
Morris Chestnut. Ooh.
Who is that chocolate man that was in that Netflix movie Really Love?
Who?
Y'all didn't see that one?
Never heard of it. Really
it's
Love.
It's a movie on Netflix called Really Love.
Never heard of it.
It's some beautiful black folks in that movie, and he, the main character, dude.
Oh Kofi. Man, Kofi.
Oh my whole cunyata, he can just have it.
Oh, he's from Queen Sugar.
Oh, okay. I don't know what
that is. Cerebo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're talking about Koofy. Koofy, Koffy. Okay. How you ever say his name? It's about him.
Yes. Yes, God.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Lord.
Did you see him in Girls Trip? He was the one.
Oh, that was the same dude?
That's the same dude. He's a grapefruit guy.
He did a couple movies, and oh, my God.
Well, Really Love is really good. I think you guys should look at it.
I need some.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I didn't know.
I'm telling you, I would leave my.
I'll leave it on the front door.
Yep. Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
he shuts up. You know what's funny? Y'all gonna laugh at me. I woke up in a panic attack almost.
Oh no. That's not funny, friend.
Right.
No. I was so panicking. I was like, I thought it was real. Cause this is the hole I am in my head. That I was like, I'm about to wake up in the morning, and I was dreaming that I was walking to my my house, and I was supposed to be meeting up with somebody, and he was in my back alley. I walked back there, and it was him,
and figuratively and literally.
It was him and 10 of all of his coworkers.
Oh,
come jumping out of one of those like them worker trucks.
No,
and they just all start coming at me, and I panic because I'm like, oh shit, I'm not prepared, and I literally woke up like in the middle of it. I'm like, oh shit, I kid you not, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh my god, I went to the bathroom. I was like, this is the whole I am. That the first thing I popped up in my head of my idea.
A mob of men coming from you. You're like, oh, I have not
do. How do I have a nightmare about a sex, around sex? How the hell did that
happen? Well,
I literally held my breath. I was like,
what a mess.
Really Love has some heavy hitters in it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Ealy.
Oh, yes. Oh, Green Eyes.
Blair Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Douglas. Oh, my God. Amazing. Amazing actress. Amazing.
I'm
Tristan Mack Wiles. He's the pretty boy right now.
You know what I do appreciate, though? So far, we still got actors and gentlemen. I'm hoping still that we can still enjoy on screen that don't have an OnlyFans. I could still enjoy an actor and fantasize and not see your ass spread open.
Michael Ealy ain't giving us no OnlyFans.
I don't want it either. I don't. Like, just let me keep the fantasy. I don't need to know the reality because you will fuck it up.
But we don't want to have a fantasy anymore. They want to jump all the way.
And
no, it's so sad, there was a guy that I followed on social media. Him and the guy were from Atlanta. Him and his partner they were from Ohio, but then they moved to Atlanta. And I'm so disappointed because you went from being this pastor to having an open inclusion church to now your ass got an OnlyFans and you all on Twitter. And you got every porn star coming. And so now...
What the pastor doing on Only... Wait a minute now.
I said he went from being the pastor with an open, inclusive church to now being on OnlyFans.
Oh, them tithes one coming in. Goddamn, you got to get them goddamn OnlyFans subscriptions.
Yeah,
and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And you call yourself Love and Light? That's the... What is Love and Light
in his booty hole.
I'm like... Oh my God, how did we get here? Because
I can tell you how he got there. He packed his shit up and went to Atlanta, and they as soon as he got a little bit of juice on his lips, he turned. And that's what happened when you went to Atlanta. You fucking turn, and then Now your booty hole inverts. And now you got an attitude problem. And now you lost. And now you're doing shit in spite of. Like, oh, I'm a fuck boy of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
I just think if you have a relationship,
you go to booty hole in Atlanta. And fuck around Atlanta, you better go find yourself a therapist in a quiet corner in a joint.
If you want your relationship to die, move to Atlanta.
Shit,
I don't know. Wait a minute.
I say all that now.
Wait a minute.
Because that's all that happens every time they move there.
No. I say a lot of shit about Atlanta. But there's one thing I know, that I have personal friends who have had long-lasting same-sex relationships, and they have been open and monogamous and have been without their bumps, but they're still in healthy, working, functional relationships. They ain't got no cops called, no punches in the face, no Jerry Springer, housewife moment, and they're amazing men. And even though, there's a lot of holes in them house, Atlanta got some good people in there. So, and there's some good couples there. So it ain't all bad. It's just, they got a whole lot of holes in that bitch that ain't got their shit together. And unfortunately, that's the ones who make the most noise, is all them holes.
Mm-hmm. Well, them holes ain't loyal.
And not loyal, and that's why
that ain't just unique to Atlanta. Look, don't do
it's
it.
It's not, bitch. They're,
don't
it's
do
not,
it. I had a hotel me here in very own San Francisco Bay Area say it to me. Seems like everybody's in relationships here, and I was like, oh, friend, no. Everyone's in roommate here.
Not roommate.
Yeah, it's. They need each other to get the rent off. They're not in relationship. They may very well conflate the two, but they're not in relationship.
No, or they're mostly codependent.
Mm.
Okay. You get a lot of those bitches. I don't like being by myself. Why do you not? What is it about yourself that you don't like being around?
I can't pay the rent. That's what I don't like about my damn son. What you mean? They are just in roommate. It's not in relationship. They are in roommate.
Like, did I miss something in this plan that, like, oh, wait. All right.
Well.
And how many boyfriends are you in? And you can't figure out why, like, all the good ones are gone. Bitch, you ruined them.
I didn't do it.
You squat on, bitch, you crapped.
I didn't do it. Well, our number one podcast, the king of podcasts, Mr. Joe Rogan.
Oh, good night.
Had the wonderful Dr. Sanjay Gupta on his show. And Dr. Gupta, all I keep thinking about is Queen Latifah in Last Holiday, because that was the doctor's name in the movie, too. So Dr. Gupta explains why he went one-on-one for over 3 hours with Joe Rogan on his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. And why are we still trying to convince people to get vaccinated? Haven't we reached that point where if you don't get vaccinated, you understand that there's a possibility that you could die? Isn't that enough? What more convincing do you need? Do I need to show you the bodies at the morgue? is that what helps? Because they're piling up. Just because we're in California, our numbers are lower than everybody else's, but we had a governor who shut us down right away. And he did the right thing.
He's like, stay your ass home.
Where? That's it. Now, you other hoes, y'all having issues. And so I feel sorry for y'all, but why are we having discussions still about vaccination? And why are we having protests with people about a vaccination when vaccinations have always been around? If you ask one to go overseas, you got to get shots. If you're a student and you're in school, you have to get vaccinated. If you want the flu shot, you get a vaccination. And they tell you to get that every year. So why are we having a discussion? You don't know what's in none of those damn shots.
Call it. Oh, I'm just loving the growth we've seen in our host. I mean, I love it. Me personally.
What growth?
Don't do it.
I never was against the vaccination. I was against the needle, Dad. Now I know you know that's what I said. I didn't do needles. I still don't do needles. That was my biggest fear, was the whole thing. I had no issue with it. I would have took the pill a long time ago if you gave me a pill, baby. I would have been.
That ain't really how they don't apply vaccinations in that manner. The most you're gonna get is like a nasal, is a nasal vaccine.
Well, they need to come on up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, my problem with this whole thing is, Sanjay Gupta, why are you giving airtime or play to Joe Rogan? Like, I don't care nothing about who he's supposed to be on a podcast. Let's just call a podcast what it is. It's a fucking podcast. I don't give two shits about some bullshit that Joe Rogan has to say. I don't think it is appropriate for a credentialed doctor to go on that goofy ass man's show and talk to him about fucking vaccines as if he is someone to even be trying to convince. That man spends a lot of time on his goofy ass fucking podcast talking about bullshit that he is not qualified to talk about. And if you give him airtime, if you give him space and come on his show and equalize yourself with that clown, that's a big mistake.
Big mistake.
Well, he has a large following.
I mean, that's fine. And? That's fine. But none of that following are credentialed, of sound mind doctors and scientists.
Correct.
That would credibly give any weight to anything he is saying. The bullshit that Joe Rogan talks about in terms of, oh, well, you know, I work out every day and my body is healthy and my body can handle it. Nigga, fuck you.
No.
Oh, my.
That fucking Rona came and it got your ass. And you hollering about, well, I made it through it. Like, okay, bro, you made it through it. But you are the precise idiot case that anybody that is refusing to have a vaccine needs to look at and be like, you know what? This clown was out here talking big shit about Corona and she came and got his ass.
Came and got.
You know what? I tell people about viruses, you know, in this way. Think about a virus like your worst enemy who they live and breathe to get your ass. They don't care about you reasoning. Are you trying to negotiate with them or trying to protest them out? They want to see you gone. They don't care. The thing is that they're letting you like a good virus, just like any good enemy. They get some pot shots on you, and you think just because you made it through that first round that the bitch is gone. No, because you stood up to a bully. No, some bullies, bitch, just keep coming at you just till they figure out how to get you to fuck down. Period. For good. They got bitches like that just don't fucking like you, and that's what the coronavirus is. Like, if you got it and say, oh, I lived through it, Joe Rogan, okay, good. You know the coronavirus is? Okay, good. While everybody else is vaccinated, we're going to give it a good old time while we learn how to get your ass. Go ahead, take your ass to every nook and cranny in the world, because what you're going to do, because you get drunk and you touch everything. And the way we're going to get your ass is the one way that we know how to get you. We're just going to put it on your tongue. You like to put your tongue on anything else anyway. We know what you like.
Oh.
Like, it's, oh. You think about it like that. Like the virus, like, baby, the virus is going to still advance to, like, you know, from Delta to Alpha to, you know, whatnot. It's still going to advance. And when it gets to that point, there is no vaccination that will help you. Like, it'll just be less people who for the virus to be able to advance that level, but it's still going to eventually get there. So when it gets there and gets you, well, at least you can say that you worked out. Did you say you were above? I mean, silver lining? Like I said before, we know what viruses are like. Viruses just keep going until you put them down. You suppress them or something. Subdue them.
Well, Joe Rogan
endure them. That's like an abusive husband, bitch. You don't endure abusive husband, bitch. You get the fuck away from them, or you beat their ass down. Have you not watched enough?
He doesn't believe Joe Rogan does not believe that the virus is what it is.
The virus is like an abusive husband that will choke you out, bitch.
Choke you out and take you out.
Get your ass out the house and get yourself a gun and shoot this bitch with his
goofy ass. Oh, ugly ass motherfucker. Shut your dumb ass up.
I mean,
there was a time where I used to like Joe Rogan's comedy. Like, there was a time where, like, I liked this joke that he did about Catholics.
Was he a comedian before he became a podcast?
Yeah, that's his whole fucking thing. This dude used to do a number of fuckboy bullshit ass fucking things. Yeah. The main fuckboy bullshit thing that he does is tries to align himself with MMA fighters. Tries to be in that community when he could never actually really pull it off. Like, the best he could do was be a fucking announcer.
Yeah, I never got that. I was like, dude, you're 5 degrees away from bad bod. Like you need to be at the pool, not at the
No, girl, but let him tell it. He works out all the time. He's physically fit, so his body can take on any motherfucking virus. So you know what? Okay, you know what? You know who playing with you, baby? House in Virginia. And Corona, go give Joe Rogan a good little kiss. Go talk to him.
I'm telling you,
he can beat you because he go to the gym a lot. Like,
I'm telling you, he's that MF that think that, you know, I can research my way out of this. I'm more intelligent. I'm like, no, like, viruses are very primitive creatures. They just get smarter.
But that's the thing, though, bro. He's not intelligent, though. I get so disgusted and frustrated with people who happen to have a lot of money, equating the amount of money that they have to them being smart or intelligent.
That is
a giant fallacy.
It sure is.
Just because you have a podcast and have producers running information to you, that doesn't mean you actually exercise your brain, exercise that muscle in the way that it needs to be exercised to actually claim that you're smart.
Right.
Well, the thing is, you can be smart at some things and dumb at other, and don't just and that's that whole.
The shit he's dumb at is fucking virology. Like, the whole point that I'm trying to make here is, Sanjay Gupta, the only time you go on Joe Rogan's show and talk to him about medical stuff is when he's got you there for your expert opinion. Or he's bringing you on, or he's going through the process, going through getting the credentials and the accreditation to be a medical doctor or a virologist or study epidemiology, all these things that he needs to have any fucking really any credibility in what he spouts out on his show. Unless he does all that, Sanjay Gupta, you don't need to go on his show and validate anything that he's saying, or not necessarily validate, or go on his show and give it weight.
Don't entertain it.
Like, Sanjay, you did the things. You got the credentials. He don't. And he not gonna go get it. He gonna sit there and tell 20-year-old idiots that subscribe to his podcast, gonna continue to tell them, well, if you're 21 and you work out and you go to the gym a lot and you eat healthy, then I wouldn't recommend you get a vaccine. Bitch, you can't recommend anything health-wise to me because you ain't a motherfucking doctor.
Not at all.
Like, you are.
And at 21, unless you're a fucking, you know, professional athlete, what 21-year-old is going to the gym all the time? They might go to the gym all the time, but which one is also pairing that with eating well?
Yeah.
Not very many, honey.
Not at all. Not at all. But I think what he really was trying to do is reach a crowd of people who are adamantly against getting vaccinated. And Joe Rogan has that base. And so he was trying to reach out to that base to try to sway people's minds with Joe Rogan.
Well, he went about, he should have gotten a lot more PR planning to have gotten in that conversation with him. Because he shouldn't have came at him being the damn doctor, talking to him like a damn doctor, because the man has enough money. There's enough doctors who talked at him. So clearly that has not gotten through to him. So if you really want to get at him, you should have fucking punked him on his own motherfucking show.
Sanjay Gupta should have went on that show and dropped his nuts on the table. His exactly. Academic and well-credentialed nuts on the motherfucking table, like, and clowned his fucking, dumbass, like, for saying the stupid shit that he says.
Like, go and like either that or get a sidekick to come out there and remix your shit like a Kevin and Peele kind of thing. You go give the you get the fucking clinical thing, and this motherfucker come out and have him with some sideways shit, because Joe Rogan don't listen to that shit. Again, he is a privileged white man who has enough fucking money to have enough doctors to tell him better, that knows his body, and that bitch still ain't do it. So what makes you think that he's going to listen to you, Gunta?
He's not.
Not. Like, you went up there and let him punk you like that.
Not.
And you shouldn't entertain that bullshit. You are way too much. You got way too much shit to do. I know it was well-intended, but you should have somebody else go and fight that fight for you with him. Somebody who can go and talk to him in that schoolyard like that, but it wasn't you.
So, y'all, we have a couple of more topics, but we got to find out from Armand. Because he has a hot date.
Don't do that.
No.
It has nothing to do with the date. Listeners, we are trying to go see Dune tonight.
Dune. I don't even know what Dune is.
You know what Dune is?
All right, Grandpa.
You know what? Not eating ribs.
Good night.
So we're going to bring the rest of the stuff onto our next show. So y'all will get that, and it'll be just as a hot topic as it is would have been tonight. It'll still be a hot topic.
Let's just give you a preview. Condoleezza Rice out here acting the damn fool on The View. Go ahead and get into that. We shall bring it to you next time, because she's out here hollering about how critical race theory is problematic. And she is black as the day is long. Condi, we don't get it.
We don't know you like that, bitch. Like,
we don't get it. Like, somebody take a picture of Condi with the flash on, please.
Matter of fact, no. Take a motherfucking picture in fluorescent light, bitch, and see that
something
that has across your face, bitch. It will not be pink.
Wow.
No, it's gonna
come on. I feel like her and Sage Steele. Be at brunch together talking about the many ways that black folks and did some shit wrong.
Yeah, like,
get out of here.
Like, bitch, no.
Well, she was
you still know what baby hair is, bitch. You still know how to comb your hair with toothbrush, bitch. Stop acting brand new Felicia Rashad. Get the fuck out of here. I was like, you know what? Mm-mm. Like,
he was giving her view. Allegedly her view, but not allegedly, she's given her view, and her views are just a little warped.
Girl, she's a political scientist.
From her very expensive ass area she's been too long in, bitch.
January 6th happened. Get over it and let's move on.
This is what happens when black folks stay too long in rich folk areas. They start forgetting that that they came from anything. Like, bitch, what is wrong with you? Like, you were so damn traumatized that you just chose to block out everything about your past and your upbringing. Get over it.
How long was that?
Apparently, you did. Don't remember.
I think that clip was short enough for me to put that on our page.
Yeah, I think it was like, well, if you go on the article, there's a Twitter, a tweet that's embedded in the article that has like a 2-minute clip of it. And I think you can use that.
So y'all stay tuned for that. The fellas are off to go to see Dune. I don't know what Dune is. I'm gonna Google Dune.
That's sad. You lived in the Bay Area your whole life. The man that wrote that book is from the Bay Area, or I don't know if he is from here. When he wrote that book, he was living in San Francisco. House was recently up for sale. I can't believe you don't know these things.
You need to move. Like, you don't get out of here. Like, you know what? I've been here less than you, and I knew that. Like, Alma, put your pack on.
It's like one of the most ethereal sci-fi books ever written.
Oh, Jesus. Hold his meal.
Okay. There's Hold a his trailer. Meal. Oh, so before we go, I'd be amiss if I didn't mention this. We lost a great man the other day. Colin Powell passed away. Colin Powell. Y'all know I say people's names wrong, so y'all might as well be used to that by now. We lost a great man, and I don't want it to be that it was to COVID. He had myeloma cancer.
Yeah.
And myeloma, God, he had cancer, and his body just could not continue to fight off the virus of COVID as well. He was already sickly, and I don't want this to just be because that former president made a horrible statement. He released a statement and it was just disgusting.
Whoa, what he said?
And he talked about how they want to honor Colin Powell now, but when he was alive, he was just all of this, and it was really disgusting. Let me see if I can find so I say the actual words.
And Tangerine Idi Amin had this to say.
Yes.
Girl,
I forgot about that damn word.
Girl, guess what? We not honoring you while you alive, and we damn sure ain't gonna click a heel when you fucking get the fuck up out of here.
At all.
Mark that. We not gonna be bothered at all.
Never.
We gonna let your folks over at Fox Spoof News do their little number for you, but nobody else is gonna be super concerned, bro.
No.
We're not into it.
You will get thoughts and prayers and a Viola Davis person.
Girl, you just from us, you just gonna get a Melania B best. That's it. That's all you can get from us.
You know what? It would be exactly that too. You were exactly right. It would be a
B best.
Here it is. What he said was wonderful. See Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. He was a classic rhino.
Right, you absolutely gonna need that to happen. You absolutely gonna need them to fucking wax poetic about you. But guess what folks not gonna do? They're not gonna do that.
Wait, he was a classic rhino. If even that, always being the first to attack other Republicans, he made plenty of mistakes. But anyway, may he rest in peace.
Oh, shady bitch.
I know. That was. Did a drag queen write that for him? Because that was some shade.
That was like a fucking roast.
And this was less than 24 hours after he had passed away.
Well, I mean, put it like this. I mean, I'm not trying to, moderize or lionize Colin Powell, but, because he did make mistakes, big ones. Definitely not going to get up here and moderize and lionize that man, but But he did see through the bullshit.
Well, may he rest in peace. Our prayers go out to his family. And honorable mention too, I forgot about that too as well. We want to send a shout out to the employees of Netflix who staged a walkout in support of the trans community, which I did not know that there was a large population of trans at Netflix.
Sure.
Learn something new every day.
Look, I'm watching the Netflix job boards because you over here walking out because Dave Chappelle told some jokes on some folks. You need to get your goddamn life together.
You really do. Like, because the brouhaha of that is like one day a comedian is gonna say some stuff that is gonna be phobic against somebody else, and it's gonna just hope happens to have a trans person's mouth. Because time and history has shown that everybody has put their foot in their mouth one way or another, and your time is coming. And I'm not saying that because I wish ill on nobody, but sometimes you got to go a little step too far, and then you end up being in high, and then don't see that in the future. In hindsight, this shit can happen to you too.
Like, I'm sorry, bro. I mean, Beyond an Impossible Pussy, that was an incredible joke. Motherfucking punched gays right in the AIDS. That's a remarkable joke. Motherfucking I knew your father and he was a wonderful woman. Baby, that's a great joke.
Yes.
I'm sorry if you mad about it. You mad. Go on, walk out on your job for that shit and then tell the next employer that you got fired because you walked out. Yeah, Go do that. Good luck getting
because. Yeah, because you know what's also gonna happen too. Because you know what, right now, you know how many companies right now is got a fucking psychologist on speed dial, bitch. You're gonna become the bitch that builds a resume off of being the triggered hole that never saw therapy, and now it will no longer be hireable because therapists say that you can't keep your stuff to yourself to be productive, like because when everybody else have moved the fuck on. Now you're going to be the sore thumb in the group when everybody else is going to figure out how to actually have a conversation about trans, just like they had a conversation about, you know, about gay, gays and lesbians in the workplace, or gays and lesbians in storytelling. Just like we've had that conversation and we've progressed from that. Yeah, we're going to get to that part too. But now we have HR looking at you with therapists. And if you keep going off the rails like this, staging this, you're gonna become the person in the resume. Like they got a resume that says every time something go down at the job, you wanna bail. You're gonna become that unhireable trans person, and you're not gonna do anything for anybody, and that's gonna be a problem.
We hope because that doesn't happen.
The voice that you're gonna wish you had, is gonna get squandered because you weren't picking the battles that was gonna win anyway.
No, that's a real lie. I'm sorry, bro. I mean, it's a lot of gay and trans heels to die on. This ain't the one I'm getting on, bro.
No, sorry. Exactly. I'm getting on this. I have too many trans friends and people that I have built really strong relationships with to know that this is not one heel I'm going to go and lay on for them and for everything else to keep their lives alive, but not a joke. No, not this one. Not this.
So y'all
this
share.
Look, this would be the last thing I say about this shit right here. I'm super over phony black gays acting like we don't in our private circles talk about this shit that he highlighted with white gays.
Exactly.
We have the fucking term called white gays for that very fucking topic that he highlighted.
Yep.
Let's not act like we don't be sitting here talking about how white gays could give a fuck about us. Like, stop acting like that ain't true.
Yep.
Well, that's it.
Again, that's the reason why there's still a black pride and the other pride.
That's exactly why we be trying to have a black pride when they be done left us out their white pride.
Exactly.
Like, let's not act like it don't come from an actual place.
Exactly. That's why it's still in the books because nobody sat around the table and had the conversation like that. So if you feel some kind of way, that means that's something you and your feelings got going on.
Now, dead ass. Black Pride in Atlanta is in May. White Pride in Atlanta is in October.
Oh, Lord. They confused. Okay. Well, I looked up Dune. They're off to go see Dune. It's the 2021 film that just dropped. And I still don't know who the author is, but it's going to be a great show. Y'all share the podcast. We will see y'all again. We are out. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Y'all grandpa are laid in the bed. We'll see y'all next week.
Don't get that look. Don't get them apps confused. They're not dating apps. They're hoe apps. So wait till Lamont Skelks gets on there and turns it around.
That's right. Trademark hoe apps under my name. That's my term.
Oh, we love y'all. Peace out.
Thanks.
Bye. You know, man.